believe that's a female.
Kathy O'Brien scans a field of tall grass. Here and there, tiny specks appear along the horizon and quickly dart back down. They're tough to spot. The bright blue insects are about the size of a postage stamp, and there aren't too many of them. In fact, O'Brien is standing on one of the few patches of land where the Karner blue butterfly still exists.
Karners live on sandy, dry, upland soils, and they're very easy to build on. They can just push them around with a bulldozer. So what people do is they build housing developments and malls and roads in the areas of the pine bush where the Karners are.
It doesn't help that Karner blues are extremely picky. As caterpillars, they only eat one plant, the wild blue lupin, and that lupin disappears when roads are built and lawns are mowed. At one time, the butterfly lived on large pieces of undeveloped land throughout the Great Lakes, but development almost wiped them out. In New York, 90% of the Karner blue's habitat has been lost in the past 2 decades. Kathy O'Brien is a biologist with New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. She's led the Karner blue recovery effort for the past 7 years.
What we're trying to do is protect sites where we have Karners now and enlarge and improve the habitat there so we don't lose what we've got. And second to that, then, is to create more habitat between sites and create corridors between sites so that sites are not isolated.
To do that, state biologists spend a lot of time lobbying private landowners. They've convinced some to protect areas where the butterfly lives. Others have agreed to plant lupin along roads and in housing developments. But they say the best way to protect the species is to buy as much land as possible.
This used to be a parking lot. This was all enclosed as big parking lots, like one of these trucking parking lots.
Here on the outskirts of Albany, New York, O'Brien surveys a 10-acre lot filled with budding plants. It's the latest acquisition in the state's efforts to save the butterfly's habitat. It lives in the pine bush, a dry, sandy area. There are small pine trees and fields filled with wild blue lupin. It covers 8,000 acres, and more than half of it is privately owned. Not long ago, this site was covered with asphalt, concrete, and gravel. The owner planned to use it for an arcade and go-kart track, but the Albany Pine Bush Commission convinced the owner to sell it to the state. The group is made up of representatives from the DEC, other government agencies, environmentalists, and private citizens. They can't tell landowners what to do with their property, but they try to persuade them to sell their land to the state and help protect the butterfly. For some landowners, that's going too far. Sheila Powers is with the Albany County Farm Bureau.
The pine bush has shown a distinct inclination to grow. First place, to enlarge itself, if that can be done by them. And in the second place, to extend themselves into land use discussions where they basically pontificate what they approve of as the land use.
But Kathy O'Brien says the state pays a fair market price for the land, and she argues if they're not aggressive, the Karner's habitat will disappear. She says butterflies near this site used to cross a 4-lane highway to get to the next patch of lupin. Now they have a buffer.
Trying to get across a very busy road when you're a little small butterfly is a pretty dicey thing at best. You become grill fodder pretty quickly. So part of what we're trying to do is make sure that butterflies will have much larger areas to roam around and will be able to find new habitat that has been created.
The Karner blue still exists in 7 states. The biggest populations are in Wisconsin and Michigan, but most of the butterflies there live on protected federal and state land. O'Brien says New York biologists face a tougher battle as they scramble to protect Karners on other people's property. It may seem like a lot of effort for a tiny insect, but O'Brien argues there's a whole community of plants and animals that goes along with it.
You might lose a Karner and not think too much of it, but then a few years down the line, you're going to lose 2 or 3 more butterflies, and while you're at it, a couple of the reptiles and amphibians. So then you're losing whole groups of things.
O'Brien says it's a good thing the Karner blue is a butterfly. If it was a slug or a snake, it wouldn't have a chance. But those creatures live here too, and Kathy O'Brien says the Karner blue may be their best hope for survival. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Albany, New York.